You're listening to SBS News.
A broom isn't what people normally pack when they head to the beach, but along a stretch of Sri Lanka's coastline, it's what soldiers are using to clean up enormous amounts of debris washed up on the shore. Around 18 kilometres northwest of Colombo, a ship was anchored waiting to enter the port, but an explosion on board 2 weeks ago caused it to go up in flames until it sank yesterday. Marine biologist and founder of Ocean Swell, Dr. Asha DeVos, is a witness to the environmental effects of the incident.
I visited one of the beaches today, the one that's sort of directly opposite where this ship caught fire, where all like a bulk of the pellets have been collecting, and it's not a pretty sight. It used to be this beautiful tropical beach with coconut trees along the side, very idyllic. And today when I went there, I was very heartbroken to see piles of plastic pellets everywhere.
White smoke spewed out of the charred wreck of the Singapore-registered MV Express Pearl as it started to sink. Emergency crews had been battling the blaze since the 20th of May, as flaming containers full of chemicals tumbled into the sea from the ship's deck. While the Navy believes the blaze was caused by the chemicals on board, chairperson of the Marine Environment Protection Authority, Darshini Lahandapura, says it's unclear how the fire started.
There are two possibilities. Either all the fuel has caught fire or the oil could still be there. If the oil is still there, we have already taken precautionary steps to handle that situation in case there is a leak.
Fears of severe pollution drove authorities to attempt to tow the vessel to deep water. But salvage experts abandoned the mission hours later as the ship's rear end was hitting the seabed. As a precaution, the government imposed a fishing ban along 80 kilometres of the coast, which president of the Ja'ela Fisheries Society, Joshua Anthony, says has left many devastated.
The ship has dealt the death blow to our lives. We can't go to sea, which means we can't make a living.
Bishop of Colombo, Malcolm Ranjit, says he's aware of what's at stake.
If the ship sinks, the oil on the ship will leak to the ocean and the beach, and our fishermen will lose their jobs. We cannot allow that. Therefore, we are requesting the fishermen's associations to get together and work to take legal action against this company. I hope to give the leadership for that.
Minister of Ports and Shipping, Rohita Abhiganawadana, says Sri Lanka is planning to take legal action against the owners of the ship.
Similar incidents have taken place in other countries. When those incidents took place, those governments have taken steps to get compensation. We hope to get compensation in accordance with local and international law. We will never give up on that effort. We will calculate the cost from the beginning of this incident and claim compensation.
Sri Lankan police have begun investigating the cause of the fire. They've also imposed a ban to stop the captain, engineer, and assistant engineer from leaving the country. That has prompted Singapore's Marine and Port Authority to announce its own investigation. Nadine Silva, SBS News.